From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Police in Newtown, Connecticut are still investigating the crime scenes where 27 people died yesterday. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the names of the victims have not yet been released.
Police Lieutenant Paul Vance said the investigation could take days as detectives examined the school and one other crime scene where a single female adult victim was discovered. He said that all of the families of the adults and children killed in the attack had asked that their privacy be respected.
They're going through, as I know you understand, a very difficult and trying time.
The police confirmed that there was a single gunman, that all the weapons used in the crime have been recovered, and that the killer did force his way into the school. Vance announced that a crisis hotline has been established for members of the community seeking counseling. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Newtown.
A law enforcement official has now confirmed to NPR that one of the dead is the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School, where the tragedy occurred. President Obama used his weekly media address to mourn the victims, saying the nation's hearts are broken. He said something must be done to avert future tragedies.
Any of these neighborhoods could be our own. So we have to come together, and we're going to have to take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this from happening, regardless of politics.
Speaker of the House John Boehner said Republicans would forego their weekly media address today so that President Obama might speak for all of the nation in his remarks. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a concussion. A spokesman for the State Department says Clinton fainted this week while she was suffering from a stomach virus. She's being checked by doctors who've instructed her to stay at home and work from there. No information yet on when she will fully recover from the concussion. Crossroads GPS, one of the biggest advertisers in the presidential campaign, told the IRS 2 years ago its political activity would be limited in amount. NPR's Peter Overby says the claim appears in IRS documents obtained by the investigative group ProPublica.
Crossroads GPS spent $22 million in the presidential race. That's according to the nonpartisan Sunlight Foundation. Crossroads GPS operates with a 501c4 tax exemption so it can keep its donors secret. But in 2010, it told the IRS its main activities would be public education, influencing legislation and policymaking, and research. It said it may in the future do political advertising that would be limited in amount. The IRS might have erred in releasing the application to ProPublica. A spokesman for Crossroads GPS says the agency hasn't yet approved the tax status, and so the IRS gave non-final documents of a group that criticizes President Obama to what he called a leftist investigative journalism outfit. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Egyptians are voting on a draft constitution today backed by President Mohamed Morsi. People stood in long lines to cast ballots today on the document, which is opposed by liberal, moderate, and Christian Egyptians. They fear it limits the rights of many people, including women and people of other religions. In order to pass, the draft constitution must be approved by more than 50% of those who cast ballots. Japanese voters head to the polls tomorrow. They're facing a listless economy and a tense territorial dispute with China. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, Shinzo Abe is expected to become prime minister for the second time.
Voters are likely to dump the ruling Democratic Party of Japan and return Abe and his Liberal Democrats to power after a more than three-year absence. As Japan continues to feud over islands with China, Abe struck a nationalistic tone, calling for a stronger military and promising to, quote, take back Japan. Here he is leading a rally outside Tokyo earlier this week. Let's go for it, let's go for it, let's go for it, he says. Some scholars openly worry that Japan's politics are shifting to the right. Return to the prime minister's office would mark an unlikely comeback for Abe, who resigned from the job in 2007 after a widely panned performance. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Tokyo.
Police in Moscow broke up an anti-government protest today and detained several people, including opposition leaders. The rally had been banned, but thousands turned out anyway to demand Vladimir Putin step down from the presidency. The protest comes a year after Putin's political party won national elections, but was instantly accused of tampering with the vote. This is NPR.